Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it.
Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Monday and the morning of my colonoscopy.
Good morning, everyone. And this is a bonus edition. And it was kind of funny. We were sitting there talking. I said, you know, let's do our podcast. She goes, okay. I said, because it's a bonus edition. Carol said, it's not a bonus edition. It's a Monday. I said, it's a bonus because I'm on it. I said, yeah, think of the money that you guys are paying for this.
Yeah.
You know, you only get me 2 days a week, but today you get me 3 days. Well, that's a bonus, I consider it. You know, think about that.
Yeah.
You know, if time is money, then, my God, here it is.
You'll have to forgive me. I am not up on it today, this morning. I'm not allowed to have coffee or anything to drink. I'm nervous.
It's a tough morning for my sweetheart. After you go through the colon cut, which apparently wasn't as bad as...
Oh, the prep?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't see the big deal.
Wow.
That's why I'm thinking maybe something's wrong and I didn't do it right.
Yeah, like I said, some people are different and you may have just been one of those that, you know, you weren't full of, you know, whatever. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's
a good thing. But, you know, I always worry about it, too, when I go into these things thinking, you know, what happens this? What happens that? What happens there? And I got to remember, you know, this is what these people do for a living.
Yeah, I know.
They're professionals.
They see it every
day.
They
do it every day. So it's like they probably... If something, you know, goes a little bit this way or that way, and that we think goes this way or that way in our minds, that's probably normal procedure for them.
Right.
So, you know, I think the last time I went in for one of these things, I finally, you know, I think it's probably the fourth one I've had. And I think I finally realized, you know, there's really not anything to worry because this is what these people do. Just let them do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember... And it made it kind of not fun, but it made it kind of fun in the sense that, you know, when I got to recovery, I knew what to expect. And I just, you know, laughed about everything and went on to business and got my Coke and, you know, went on home. And yeah, and I think they realized, you know, yeah, he's had experience. And they like it when people are like that too. Oh, how you doing? Thank you, appreciate it. Well, so it was okay, and everything will be fine, sweetheart. It'll be great.
Okay.
It'll be great. And just think, at about 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning, we'll be done with it.
I'm gonna be in there for that long.
I'm just saying. Well, think about it. At that time, it'll be over with. Your head will be clear. You'll be ready to spend the day doing something else, almost like a day off.
Yeah. I still think, you know, everybody kept saying, oh, the prep's the worst part. The prep's the worst part. It wasn't bad.
Then think how easy the rest of the day is going to be.
I guess. Well, it just makes me think something's wrong because, you know, whatever.
Mm-mm. There's nothing wrong. Don't worry. There's nothing in your system to worry about in there. You're good to go. They'll go in there. They'll take care of business, and we'll be out of there like a flash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be good.
He'll probably, my thing now is he'll probably get in there and start it and say, nope, she's not cleaned out. Send her home. We got to do it again later.
Yeah. Because
I have to go through it all again.
Well.
Waste another day. Waste another PTO.
Nah. Don't worry. They'll take care of business. They'll get her done. Mm-hmm. They'll get her done, baby. But it'll be okay. But yeah, that's the hardest. I think your hardest part about this is getting up this morning, and it was, you know, my fault too.
Yeah.
First thing I did was say, you want some coffee? Let me bring you some coffee, or you want to sleep a little bit more? And yeah, that was my fault.
I said, I'm not allowed to have any coffee.
I was like, oh gosh, that's right. I'm sorry. Oh, I can't imagine.
I just worry
about coffee.
I don't know me either. I worry about this morning too, about freezing half to death.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was the time before when I went in for something. That was when there was COVID. still going on, and they wouldn't let you come back to the first prep area. And I did. I got cold in there. But they, you know, they put a blanket on me, but then they disappeared for a little while. You know, of course, you're in a prep area where, you know, you're separated by curtains.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of other people coming and going in there. And I'm like, God, I was freezing. And the bad part about that was, the next time I went, I was cold when they were wheeling me in there. And, the two nurses were talking to me on the way down. I said, listen, as soon as we're in there, you got to put a blanket on me because I'm chilly. I'm cold. They said, no problem. So as soon as I got in there, I said, you know, blanket. She goes, yeah, we got a hot one right here. They put the hot blanket on me and put me out. And I was like, I felt the heat on my feet. And I was like, oh, that feels. Hey, you bastards.
They do the IV and everything on you too, don't they?
Yeah, they have to do that. You'll do that. You'll do that in the first
prep room.
Yeah, in the first prep room. Mm-hmm. And I don't know for these. I can't remember if they give you a little bit of goo goo juice or not to relax you.
Probably not.
Probably not. But you know, you could always ask for it. Hey, listen, I'm nervous and I'm about to freak out. Give me some goo goo juice. I got to have something. I remember one time we went for, I think it was for your knee operation, and they said that, you know, we're going to give you something to relax on. And it was so funny. They put that thing in there, and I looked at your face, and you could see they started to put that thing in, and your demeanor changed in a split second from, oh, my God, hey.
I do remember that. I was felt like I was so stoned and
so
high.
So funny. I mean, she just went from, my God, I'm going to kill the hay.
I could feel it go through my veins, literally.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was so funny to watch that demeanor change. Yeah. You're like, yeah, you can cut on anything you want, babe. That's cool. I'm cool. Can I take some of that home with me?
No. No.
Yeah, that would have been a bad thing.
All right.
Shoot me up, Doc.
We really don't have anything else to talk about except that.
But I think that was a very entertaining interview.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not, like I said, I'm not real happy this morning, so forgive me if I'm not. Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, you know what?
For one thing, you know, no food.
Oh, yeah, that's a bummer.
And then no coffee this morning, so I'm a little irritable.
Yes, no kidding.
So.
But you're great.
Nope, there's the alarm.
There it is.
That's the alarm to get up.
The alarm that says it's.
The second alarm.
3:50 in the morning, and it's time to move on to the next phase of the process.
Got to get up and start showering.
Eventually.
All right. Yeah. Well, you have a question of the day. All right, here is the question of the day from the gent.
The question of the day today is, you're having fried fish, a good fried fish, and there is no tartar sauce available. What are you putting on it?
You only have one condiment.
One condiment.
So you can't ask for two to make one.
Right, can't ask for two to make one. But, you know, you can have cocktail sauce, you know.
Oh.
But... One condiment. What are you getting?
On fried fish?
Yeah. And it can't be tartar sauce.
Well, I'm either getting nothing or I'll get ketchup.
How about malt vinegar?
Oh.
Ah,
okay.
There's your question.
Although I like ketchup with fish sticks because I'm 12.
Yeah, like I said, you're having a good fried fish. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Go dogs.
Wish me luck. Say a prayer.
Say goodbye.
This morning. But by the time you hear this, hopefully my procedure will have completed. Okay, bye. Yeah, thanks.
Go dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.